Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's start with the intro and let's get the show on the road. It's the Rad Reality Show, and this is Ron Rad.
Tonight we talk Amazing Race. If you guys have a question, you guys can call in 347-237-5506.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for being here with us tonight on this Friday evening, November 7th, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia, and this is the Rad Reality Show Network. We're getting ready to start the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop Show with host Mary Conley from the Amazing Race Seasons 10 and 11. And 11 was the first All-Star season, I might add. But before we start the show, I do have a few announcements I need to make. Most of our Rad Reality family, if you've been with us for any time at all, know who Thomas Floyd is. He's also known on Twitter and in our chat room as Face Ones. Sadly, his mother passed away yesterday, and I had started to announce on last night's show that if you wanted to have your name signed on the flowers and card that I was going to send, to please get with me ASAP. But I realized that some of our listeners may not listen to our shows until the weekend or whenever it's convenient for them. So I went ahead and sent the flowers, and I signed the card from all of us at the Rad Reality Show. So nobody has to get with me. It's just from all of us, and I just want all of you to know to Thomas and his sisters and his family in your prayers. They really need those prayers at this time. It's just a very difficult time. His mom has Alzheimer's, and even though you may know that, you know, the passing is coming, when it happens, it doesn't make it any easier. And they're just going through, you know, a very difficult time. So please keep them in your prayers, and I would appreciate that. On a better note, Big Brother has two birthdays tonight. Natalie Cuneo from Big Brother 9 and Donnie Thompson from Big Brother 16 had birthdays today. So happy birthday to Natalie and Donnie. Hope they're having a great birthday out there. And we're going to say hello to my sidekick and co-host tonight, Mr. Paul from Minnesota, before we bring up our host. Paul, how are you doing up in Minnesota?
Hi, Cherry. Hi, everyone. It's good to be back for the second pit stop show.
What was that?
Pit stop show. I was trying to say it so quick. As you all know, it was actually 2 weeks ago today that my mom had a bad fall in a automatic revolving door and really pulled a muscle badly on the inside of her thigh. I've been over there to visit them every day, and I did see her do some physical therapy today, and she seems to be getting better and better, but still is in a recovery area in the facility where my parents live. But it takes a while for 92-year-olds to recover, so.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that she didn't hurt herself any worse. You know, at that age, oftentimes they break hips and all that kind of stuff, so she's lucky to be in the shape, you know, without any worse injuries than she has. I'm grateful
agree.
That she's doing better and kicking butt in the rehab area there. So I'm really glad to hear that.
Yeah, she is.
That's awesome. Well, let's play some intro music and get our host up here with us. Here we go.
Oh, keep the lights on. My hotel keeps the food on the spoon in my youngin's mouth. Cars on a truck and a sundress for my baby girl. Oh, keep the bills paid. Put on the backs and the shoes on the feet in a high school. Proud to say. The light on. Oh, 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 keep the light on.
Mary Conley, that song is so precious, and now you've got a bumper sticker to prove it, right? Cole keeps the
and
light on.
And I can tell you, I've never been so happy in my life to hear that song until this week.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Paul. I've been thinking about you and your mama, honey.
I know. I miss hearing you. I always
let me share some great news. And first, let me ask for a prayer request. We talked about Thomas and his mom had Alzheimer's and died. David's mama, Bernice Oxshire, she's in a very bad stage of Alzheimer's. Cody, my 18-year-old son, has given up his life and staying with her just to help take care of her. He's amazing. Cody's got the biggest heart ever. And she is right now in the hospital with a urinary tract infection and also a blood infection.
Bless your heart.
But
oh,
real
my
bad
goodness.
Alzheimer's. Yeah. She got to this week, she wouldn't eat, saying that it's Cody, my son, my nephew Corey, and David's sister Luana. Are all three up there night and day, and she wouldn't eat thinking they had poisoned her. Wasn't nothing like that.
Oh,
it's just,
wow.
You know, yeah, it's a hard life. My mama and papa both died with it, so it was hard.
Mary, I don't know the southern term. Is that a grandparent or a mother?
Yeah, David's mama. Oh, that's a grandma. T.O.
Yeah, okay.
Mama
to
us.
Sure.
Mama and papa.
Okay.
Yeah,
my
I always call
Vanna
my grandma
Granny.
I always call my grandma Mama.
So that's the prayer request. Now let me share some great news. David Jr.'s got a job, even though it is a 2-hour drive. He's working in a union mine for the first time ever.
A union mine.
4 days on, 2 days off, so he will be able to join me on Fridays sometimes. Not this week, not next week, but the weekend after. Well, next week there won't be any, which shocked me.
I know.
Yeah,
I wasn't prepared for that either.
2 weeks, and I thought, what in the world's going on next week? So I don't know, but yeah, the following week he will be with me because he doesn't start work the next week until Saturday.
That
so
is
praise
such
God
great.
On that one. Now,
that's such
let me
great
tell y'all
news.
Something else because I ain't heard nothing about y'all's. What y'all call your people on the ice? Hockey peoples or something? All them people on the ice? Yeah, we don't have that around here, but let me brag about my little Belfry Pirates people. Davey on the 8th grade team, They've won back-to-back-to-back three state championships last Saturday.
Holy
wow.
Moly, a dynasty. It's a dynasty.
Yes. You want to play football, you come to Belfry, Kentucky, honey. And then
that's
we talked last
awesome.
Year a lot about our high school coach being USA Today's winningest coach.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a big spread on him. Well, Belfry Pirates, the senior team, you know, the big teams, the high school, which Davey will be in next year, won their first playoff game tonight, 49-6, I think.
Whoa,
cool.
They didn't just win it. They ran away with it.
Yeah,
just
before
like a
we
hockey,
start the
just
show.
Just like a hockey score.
Just like y'all's ice people. But before we want
we
to,
don't have
to start
like
the
that
show,
in hockey.
I really want to wish my baby boy, Davey, a happy birthday tomorrow. Actually, in a couple hours, he was born.
Aww.
The doctor who delivered him still will see him and me on this day at Walmart and call him the presidential baby. Because I had him like he was my third child and had him once I got to the hospital within 15 minutes.
Holy
and
moly.
They call him the presidential baby because he was born on the night of the election with the hanging chads. I should have named him Chad.
You should have named him Chad.
I sure should have. You all ought to know. I'm having a baby, and I look up, and the doctors and the nurses and David Jr. are all looking at the TV. I said, y'all better get your eyes on me. I'm having a baby, and you better catch him. And instantly he came out.
Oh, that's funny. But it's
all over the hanging
chads
in Florida. It's the truth, though. I'm not lying. The hanging chads in Florida about, gosh, I'd have killed them all.
Well, I do have a couple things. First of all, I looked ahead to next Friday, and the Hollywood Film Awards are on in that time slot. And then speaking of birthdays, we've got yours and David's, right, coming up not too far.
Well, we've got one whole week of birthdays. Tomorrow is Davey's. Monday, there's this little boy, Johnny Wolford, that stays with us a lot. He has a hard life, and his birthday is Monday. David Jr.'s is Tuesday, which is also Veterans Day. And then my girly girl, Hannah, was born on my 25th birthday. So I told her, honey, even when you're 80, I'll still be 25 because I don't get no presents and I don't get no cake. So you could take my birthdays all you want. I'm 25. And that is Thursday, November 13th. So one whole week of birthdays. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Wow. That's a lot of birthdays.
You all can bug Dave Jr. because he's going to be 41 and I'll still be 25.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
But how's
awesome
he liking his job? A union mining job. That's pretty cool. Is the rate of pay better? And the benefits better by him being union?
It's better than he's been paid ever since Obama's been in office. You know, I tell people, I don't judge you by who you vote for and don't judge me by who I vote for, okay? I'm not going to ever judge anybody for voting for him or against him. But since Obama's been in office, David's had a job at the most 9 months. He's against coal. And I sent you a picture of the bumper sticker that we got today and the proudest thing I ever got. Coal, and Paul, listen, it's coal keeps the lights on, Kentucky. Don't let the war on coal turn them off.
Oh, perfect.
And it's awesome. But,
well,
yeah, we honestly didn't know there was union mines around either.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, hold on a second, Jerry. Let's get this out of the way real quick, Mary, because David's not going to be here. We're not going to hear a shut up, David. I want to hear a shut up, Paul. So
No, I respect y'all. I respect David too, but we live together all the time, and I hear his mumbling all the time.
Yeah, well, Jerry, go ahead.
We've got somebody on the switchboard that I'm going to bring up. Thomas Murray, thank you so much for calling in. You were at the Stampede.
Yes, I was last year. Hi, Mary.
Is this my buddy Thomas?
Yes, it is. This is my buddy Mary.
Yes, Thomas has got our
yield and blow.
You've got our picture, don't you?
Yeah, and that too.
Yes. Thomas is an awesome young man.
Yeah, and Mary,
wow.
Before we go on, before I say anything else, I just overheard what happened to one of your friend's mothers, and also what happened to your ma. I'm very sorry for what happened to both of them.
Thank you, honey.
I know how it feels. An old friend of mine, she just lost her father very suddenly about 9 days ago.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a random biking accident. It was so sudden.
My goodness.
Yeah, but anyway, on a more positive note, let's talk about what should we talk about on the race? Yeah, that's it.
Okay, what should we talk about, Thomas? You tell me, who is your... Okay, six teams left tonight. Who do you think will win?
It's a hard pick, but I have to say either the Surfers, Adam and Bethany, or the Dentists, Misty and Jim.
That's pretty smart.
Yep.
I've got a question right at the beginning, because I sometimes check out the title of the episodes, and I didn't check it out till the whole episode was over, and I still don't get it. Do you know what the name of the episode was tonight, everybody?
It was from the science.
Hold on, let me check.
Scientist said it.
It was pretty fly for a food scientist, and I don't remember that. Did they say that at some point?
Hold on, I'll check real quick.
It was when they were doing the racing.
Here it is. Pretty fly for a food scientist. It was pretty fly for a food scientist.
Yeah, it's when she was doing the racing in that
go-kart
thingy.
Yeah, the go-kart thing. Yes.
That's when she said it.
Yeah.
Okay. I come up with some weird questions sometimes, but I just could not recall that. Okay, anyway.
As no doubt the viewers have noticed, Bethany only has one arm, but so far she is doing a good job in the race for a person with only one arm.
She's doing amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and to think, at 13 years old, she just lost her the entirety of that arm to a shark. But now look at her, a surfer and an author of books. That's pretty amazing.
And you know, Thomas, what got me was, when they were doing, like, the Sistine Chapel thingy, the ceiling.
Yeah.
Everybody complained about it being so hot and how it's tiring on their arms. She only had one arm to do it, and I didn't hear her complain once.
Well, she hasn't done a lot of complaining from what I've seen on the race
before. I know. She's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Just like you and Dave, of course.
Shut up, Thomas.
Anyway,
remember Thomas and his dad? Terry.
I do think I met them.
I think you did when you did the filming.
Yeah. Yep, I do remember meeting them.
Paul Thomas ran our race and I put a gold medal around his neck.
Holy,
sure did.
Wow. Congratulations.
And then Mary, as for my opinion of the Dentists, and I'm probably going to tick a lot of people off by saying this, but honestly, I don't hate Misty and Jim as much as other people might.
I see that. I hated them a lot at the beginning, but I'm getting to where, they're tough competition, you know?
Yeah. My parents
That's
tell you
the
they
race
don't
is
like
all
them.
About. You got some people who are laid back, but then you got other people who are there to win it, and they're to show it, and they're there to win it.
Yeah.
They are.
I mean, they're not the nicest people I've ever met, but Misty and Jim, they're not the biggest jerks I've ever met. Jonathan and Victoria, I'm looking at you.
Thomas, do you listen in a lot?
Well, actually, this is the first time I've talked on the show. And to be honest, I kind of waited this long so I could form opinions of the teams.
Well, that's smart of you. Thank you, though. You just make me happy tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You have to come back and visit us more often, Thomas.
Maybe I will.
Like in two more weeks, David Jr. will be here, and you could surprise him, and I won't tell him.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay?
Oh, that sounds like a great plan.
Happy almost birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You could tell us on Facebook, okay, bud?
I rarely use Facebook, to be honest.
Yeah, but do it. Because I read David Jr. all day long on his birthday. I read him what he gets. I don't know this person. I don't know this person. Well, he knows you, so you wish him happy birthday, and he'll know who you are.
Okay. I'll give it
okay.
a go.
There you go. Hey, we did not do a show last week because it was Halloween, but one thing that struck me as I watched last week's episode on the starting times, how very close they were. And, you know, sometimes you get a sense of that when the previous episode ends, and sometimes you don't. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because I really had no clue that Misty and Jim were so far out in advance. I mean,
2 hours
almost
ahead tonight.
I know.
I had no idea.
Did that surprise you guys?
Crazy, right?
It did me.
I was pretty shocked.
And they didn't even use a save.
Well,
and they were 2 hours ahead.
Well, closest they've used it was like 4, almost, but it didn't because it was non-elimination.
Well, let me ask you that, Thomas, you being a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
When they gave it over, do you not think Phil should have took it?
Well, if it was non-elimination, they would have been saved anyway.
Right, but I think on this show we've talked about it already.
My mom had the same question about as well.
And, yeah, we've talked about this already. I think if it was Jeff Probst on Survivor, he'd have said, thank you very much. But you've already been non-eliminated, but I'll keep it in my back pocket.
I agree, don't you, Terry? I mean, Jeff.
Yeah. Once you hand it over, it's like you've used it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you've played it.
Yeah.
I think that would have been such a cool move.
It would have, but it wasn't. But it didn't happen.
Then it would be gone. But David says, well, no matter what, they're in Final Four. Because
yeah, they really have. They really, that's such a huge advantage to have. Mary, also at the beginning of this episode, I have a question for you because I don't remember all your legs on both your seasons. But this is a question they spent. And this happens on pretty much every season where they end up staying in a country or a location for a couple of legs. Were there any legs that you repeated that you just couldn't wait to get out of that country and move on? Because they certainly were ready to leave.
Back in a long time, in our time,
yep.
we went through every day we went to another country except for Vietnam. And like you've heard us talk for years now, Vietnam is both of our favorite places. Love it.
Yeah.
I would have stayed if they would have let me for a little while because I always want to get home to my kids. But still, the beauty of it, the humbleness of the people. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never been to Marrakesh, to Morocco, so I don't know. But in Vietnam, the people were just so humble and not what you'd expect living in America and remembering back to Vietnam and, you know, it was just, it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was breathtaking, the scenery, the cave that we went in. I mean, we'd never actually ever been in a real, I mean, we've been to the Atlantic, only as far as you can walk out down in Florida and South Carolina. But,
yep.
Yeah, we never been in the deep ocean where sharks are. And
so
we were in Vietnam. So,
they're doing,
no, we didn't
they're,
get
they're
tired of Vietnam.
I wanted to ask you, going back to last week, what you thought about Shelly and Niecy getting eliminated.
Well, if I could say something.
Go ahead,
I
Thomas.
Thought,
yes.
Well, after their blow up at the end of leg 4, I think they did it pretty well in terms of the relationship, that is.
They did, didn't they?
Yes.
I thought they had really calmed down quite a bit. And
mm-hmm.
it was kind of sad to see them, you know, get eliminated once they had, you know, started working so well together.
And that's what, you know, I took notes last week. This week I didn't because I had to get David's bucket packed and taking care of Anna and everything. But last week for Shelly and Niecy, I've got, they were walking, they got lost, they did the cream, and the biggest thing in caps I've got, they didn't blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. But the lost thing, that is always the killer, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
being lost or taxis, either one could just, you could run the best race ever, but.
Well, if you get lost, it doesn't matter how skilled you are.
Yeah, and if you get in a bad taxi and, or even a bad car that breaks down, you know.
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, it's nice.
Being lost,
6 teams remaining.
Yep, 6 teams.
And they were in Morocco,
Misty and Jim.
Oh. Heading for Sicily.
Palermo, Sicily.
Which is the in the heart of the Mediterranean Sea. And they were going to Teatro di Vercura.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's Italian.
9:44 p.m. Misty and Jim. They spoke about this being the most fun in their married life, and that was what Misty was talking about. And
they always
Jim
said that because they keep winning. I'm telling y'all, if they were losing, it wouldn't be no fun.
And Jim talked about how they had to communicate. You know, if you're on vacation, you know, you don't have to communicate as much. You know, you can kind of walk away, but being in this race, you have to communicate with each other. So that was one of some of the comments that were made.
I think that's the most important aspect of a team, and that can make or break your race.
Yep.
Yeah.
You have to communicate. Bethany and Adam left at 11:29, and when Bethany heard that they were going to Sicily, she went, holla! And
I love her.
Yeah, I do too. Adam talked about how they had been bonding so well since being on the race. Kim and Allie left at 11:31, 12:04 a.m., Tim and TJ, and
wasn't
I don't know
Kim
which
and Allie
one
of them. Well, wasn't it Kim and Allie one of them said it's out of all the countries they've been to, this is the one she hasn't been in yet?
Yeah, that's what she said.
I think. Yeah,
and I was thinking,
right.
My gosh, what a life you live.
Yeah.
No kidding. One of Tim or TJ one said that they were half Italian. I wasn't sure which one it was.
I always have trouble, you guys.
I do too.
Me too.
I know the team. I know the team names. I know the team names.
I only
names,
know them when they're on the mat, because when you're on the mat, it's always Tim and then TJ, right to left, you know?
Yeah, but when it's a male and a female, it's easy for me to know which is which. But when there's two guys or two girls, it's always like,
Fucking right.
Girls have, like, a lot bolder personalities. So to me, I know that this one is the Carlin, and this one is the Lynn. This one's the Shelley, and this one's the Niecy, you know?
Yeah.
But guys seem to be like, these two seem to be like the same.
Yeah.
Which might be why they're together, I don't know. But, yeah, they don't seem to be much different to what you can see. This one's got the bigger personality, he's TJ.
Okay. Hopefully I'll get it down by the time the race ends.
Yeah, we got five more legs.
Brooke and Robbie left at 12:29 a.m. I don't have Amy and Maya's time out.
Yeah,
that's the only one I didn't get.
They did not give their time. They just showed them
showing up at the travel agency.
Yeah, we did get their time, but
the one thing that I made a note of was Misty was walking across the street at the airport, arm in arm with Jim, and she was just smiling away at no one. There was no one there.
All these legs. These people are on the biggest high ever.
She was smiling away at nobody. She had this smile plastered on her face. And there was nobody she was smiling at. She was just smiling. It was like that smile is just plastered on her face, and it's not going to go away. She is on an amazing race high right now. I mean, because they are in first place, and I think they know that that are far out as they are, it's going to be hard for people to catch them. But she just had this smile that wouldn't quit. I mean, she could, I don't think somebody could knock that smile off her face. It was hysterical, though. She was grinning from ear to ear at no one.
Oh, but the funny thing was when Kim and Allie showed up and parked right beside of them.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And then,
the Team No Fun thing.
Then they pulled up
thing.
And put Team No Fun.
wrote it in the dust in their car at the airport.
But then they worked together all night.
Yeah.
I continue to love Kim and Allie's attitude.
I do too.
All the time. They're just so fun to watch, and they always have an upbeat attitude, and I just really enjoy them. But my goodness, they show up at the travel agency, let's say about 10 o'clock at night, and they're not going to get to their destination till 8
o'clock
the
next
night. Holy, that is a long layover.
And I'm telling you, sleeping on an airport floor is no fun.
And even though Kim and Allie don't look at Misty and Jim as like their favorite team, they've never been rude to them or,
good point,
you know, not worked with them or anything. They've always been very cordial to them and even worked with them. They shared a taxi with them. And they've always worked well with them, even though, you know, they say, you know, they're not our favorite team.
That's what I like about them. Is you don't have to dislike somebody and be rude to them, you know?
Right.
They absolutely
have the greatest attitude on this
they
race.
Do.
They love that.
Yeah.
So Misty and Jim and Allie and Kim were on the first flight. And the second flight was Adam and Bethany,
40 minutes later.
Tim and TJ, Brooke and Robbie, and Amy and Maya. Mm-hmm. And they arrived... and it was hanging tambourines that told them...
At the teatro, that said they had to dance till the night away, right?
Right,
yes.
Right.
David, do you think they had to dance all night?
I'm not going to go... I prefer not to think about that.
Because that's what David said. Mary, you have to realize, this was yesterday when they started this flight. And then jet lag, you know? And then 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock and 8:40 you show up, he said... Mary, they got to dance all night long. They're going to be worn out.
Yeah, well, I thought that was pretty. You know what I did notice, Mary, and I think about you, when Brooke and Robbie got in their taxi and they were closing, I think Brooke was driving, as she's closing the door, I saw the reflection of the cameraman. I don't know if you caught that. Then we saw another shot.
I didn't.
No, and you know, I've noticed it surprised me because you don't often see any of the cameramen. And two times in this episode, you know, we saw the cameraman. One time,
I didn't see him.
The second time was when the four got in their taxis. I think it was after the go-karts or whatever, and I think it was Adam and Bethany started to pull ahead, and you could see the cameraman sitting in the shotgun in the front passenger seat. And I thought, wow, two times. You hardly
ever
see...
I'm a big fan of the cameraman and sound man.
I know you are.
It goes through a lot. I mean, they go through... I mean, I just feel sorry for them people with some of these teams they get. With me, they probably have fun because I'm the easy one. But some of these people just go full force, and there's some big, heavy people carrying that stuff that's got to follow you. And then the racers get mad because they don't realize that the cameraman and sound man's got to keep up with you, and it's slowing you down. It's just crazy. These people go through a lot, and I think they ought to just do one show on the sound. I mean, my goodness, my favorite guy of all times is Peter. He was our cameraman. I loved him death. On both seasons.
Aww.
He was awesome.
I wonder if there's any cameramen that have been cameramen throughout all the seasons. Do you think they stick around that long?
I don't know why they wouldn't. David Jr. told them they had the best job ever.
Good point.
But, you know, just saying that, happy 300th Phil. My gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
300 legs.
300.
Yeah, 300. They didn't say that.
I know.
From that right there, you'd think he was old, but he's gorgeous, ain't he?
Yeah. And, Cherry, I know in the point of your notes that we're coming to their arrival at the airport, and so I had a note for that, but go on wherever you left off.
Sorry.
Well, the next morning, Jim and Misty and Kim and Allie were out like at 6:30, 6:40 in the morning. And,
okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but what I was wanting to make a comment on before they left the next morning was when they arrived at the airport, not the first two teams, but the last four, the crowd cheering, and I thought, wow, I've seen.
It's like they all knew that they were running the amazing race.
Right, right.
Yeah, we never had somebody waiting to cheer us on. Because we had to keep it a secret, you know?
I just
thought
that
kind of... Well, the first two teams
left to
go to the roadblock, and after the first two teams left, they got taxis right away. But after they left, it was harder for the rest of the teams to get taxis.
And it was because they're the only ones that got a local to use her phone. You remember that?
Right.
Yeah, because I don't think they got them as right away as we think, because they had ran down the street and they got that local, and she told them, you have to turn around and go that way.
Right.
Because they were on, and that one place had the taxi stand.
Right. And this is a roadblock, and it says, who wants to put their foot to the flory?
Right. I have a question before we get to the go-kart. I was going to ask you, Mary, or anybody, before they got, you know, they had the 6:30 thing where they had to arrive at 6:30 to get their next clue, right? Couldn't they have gotten there at 6 o'clock and scouted out for taxis where to go? Because they probably could figure out they would need a taxi. Wouldn't you want to get
there? They could have stayed there all night long, dancing, you know? They could have just stayed there all night long and looking. That's what me and David did at the Great Wall of China. We didn't sleep. So.
You don't know till you get the roadblock clue whether you're going to walk, take a taxi,
right,
drive yourself, whatever.
But you should always
either
be prepared.
You,
know, that's the truth. You should.
Yeah. No, I just it's such a constant problem from season to season, leg to leg, that taxis can be an issue, and it would just be, in my mind, you know, just in case we need a taxi. They don't know, haven't read the clue yet. I agree with that, Cherry, but I'm thinking, but just in case, and you look at the street and there's nobody out there, and you go, hey, if we need a taxi when we get this clue, the route information, if we need a taxi, we're in a bad position. Let's see if we can find where they are.
In our season, we were free to do whatever we wanted, unless, like when we were at the Great Wall of China, we had to stay on the Great Wall of China, you know. We couldn't go down in the city, you know. But can I tell you a little story in a hurry that this go-kart thingy reminded me of?
Sure.
Scary. Okay, so we're in California filling out these papers, and says, we need to know your biggest fears. So David puts water, and David puts snakes, and David probably puts spiders, I don't know. Well, mine, I asked for another sheet of paper, because they don't understand. I'm afraid of everything. Everything in the world. Snakes, water, bugs, I'm everything. I even put fast cars. I put tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. I'm scared of everything on earth, people. But my biggest fear, David Jr. knows it, if he goes over the speed limit, I'm dying. Because I got this, like, palpitation of my heart going on. If he starts speeding, I don't want to be hit by a speeding truck. And if we're speeding and they're speeding, I'm dead, you know? So, yeah, I had this thing about the speed limit and not going fast 4 minutes, whew, I'd have been in trouble.
I love that. Give me another sheet of paper. I'm not done.
Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know. I am scared to death of everything. I'm scared of a falling star. I'm scared of everything. That's the truth.
A falling star.
Hey,
oh,
Mary,
my
I've
God.
Got a question. Mary, are you afraid of frogs?
I knew you were going to say
my mommy,
that, Paul.
My mommy's like this old housemate. They called him the old house, old maid's tales or something. My mommy will honestly tell me it rains frogs. And I'll say, Mommy, it don't rain frogs. The frogs come out in the summertime. Frogs come out when it rains. Uh-uh, they come from the sky. But I touched a frog when I was little, and I got a whole handful of warts. So do you want to have warts, or do you rather just not touch a frog? You know, those things are dangerous.
I can't stand a frog. I would have been going to come face to face with a snake
Jerry's
and a frog.
Jerry's going to have nightmares of frogs raining down tonight.
Seriously, y'all. Have everything.
Oh. All right, Dan, oh, or it's a roadblock. They're going to follow the original route of Nino Beckerelli. And they're going to be in a go-kart and they have to do it in 4 minutes and 7 seconds or under. And if they make it, the Italian race car legend Nino Beccarelli will hand them their next clue. And then they will ride back down the mountain with a professional race car driver and a vintage car.
Mm.
So I just got a side note here that Robbie and Brooke still haven't gotten a taxi. And it's at 40 minutes,
they
finally
later.
Get their taxi.
Everybody's already at the roadblock,
taxi,
and they finally got a taxi. But how funny was it when they caught up with them because of 20-minute heats?
Yep.
I know. So, Kim and
Jim?
Kim is racing against Jim. And Jim made it with around seven or 8 seconds left on the clock, and Kim made it with around 4 seconds remaining on the clock. They both get their clues.
Yeah, Jerry, but again, I just loved that team. And Kim, when she was going over the cobblestone, she was going, oh,
out, 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 out.
I know.
This was a good show.
It was. It really was.
The other four teams arrive. Maya's first. Maya and Amy get there. Maya's first try. She makes
it. She made it in time.
4:32, and she has to try again.
Yep.
And so she has to go back, and then all four teams have to.
Which I thought would make it harder with
together.
All four.
I did too, Mary.
Yeah, that's when I realized maybe the competition of having other people like Jim and Kim had. You know, you got to get there, so just stay with that person. And maybe that helps them all.
TJ, Maya, and Adam all raced at the same time, and they all made it. So I guess, you know, having everyone together maybe gave Maya, you know,
the
she needed to go faster. And they all made it within the allotted time, so they all got
But the biggest
clues.
Thing I got out of the roadblock was, who would ever not guess that Jim would pick that red convertible to ride down in?
Oh, exactly. I mean, he
no
had
kidding.
His choice of all of those.
He had his choice of anything, and he got the, it had Jim's name written all over it.
I had a question written down during this time of the episode, Mary. It was a kind of a long shot, a shot from a cameraman, and I don't know who it was, but they were like across the street, and the cameraman was pointing at two people that were just out of a car, maybe out of a taxi, and you could hear their entire conversation. And I was going to ask you, do they ever put microphones on your lapels or anything so they can hear, or is it always a boom mic?
No, I would say in this instance they had the one on their neck.
Okay.
Because when we were in the white water rafting in Chile, we had the one on our neck or, like, stuck to us.
Okay,
and then
cool.
Also when we were in the sand in the Kuwait fighting the fire. They didn't do the boom mic. They put us one of those on. At certain things, you know, they know that you're not going to be able to hear somebody talk with a boom. I mean, there's no way that the sound guy could actually go the speed with them unless he's in a car, and then you would hear it, you know, the background noise.
Well,
so I'm sure they probably had the
mic.
They do
a great job with the camera work, because I have never, ever noticed mics on the racers. I mean, so they really do a great job, you know, of editing, because that it makes it all feel real. But go ahead, Cherry, because I have another thing about the cars that they picked coming back. It's certainly Jim's, that was funny.
Yeah. Go ahead, because I'm heading on to the detour.
Okay. Adam, this is what I noticed, because they all got there about the same time, and the car that Adam got into was this, didn't look like a very hot car, but it was a real young driver. And it was like the young driver was trying to impress Adam that he could drive fast. And he really was driving fast. And there was one other person that had a young guy driving pretty fast.
Was,
and
Brooke
then the
and
final
Robbie.
And the final
Brooke
one
and Robbie
was,
had that slow guy.
Brooke,
she gets, like, this
Brooke
is
was
a
in
race.
A car
this
with
is
a
race.
Guy that looked, he looked like he was probably 70 years old, and she was
and
driving.
I love the music behind it. It's like, you yeah. know,
she had a bottom lip stuck out.
Yes,
she was making
face.
Fun of me.
That was hysterical.
And I totally forgot.
Oh, these people are hilarious.
I had totally forgot when we moved to the next segment, and I wrote this down. I forgot that Adam and Bethany had an express pass. They got that a long time ago, and I totally
forgot
that they had
too.
That.
Leg two, yep.
Yeah, that's what David said. I said, what? I thought Misty and Jim got the save, and he said, yeah, and they got the express pass leg two, and I said, and they haven't used it yet?
Well,
no.
You don't just...
What can this girl not do?
Well, you don't just freak out and use the express pass on a whim. You have to think about what might happen in the future. Otherwise, it's a waste.
I know,
well,
but sometimes, Thomas, if I had that express pass, I would use it easily.
Yeah, and this episode, they almost should have thought of using it, because, of course...
Yeah, because that's what David said. David's like,
ooh, that was
are
scary.
Are they
going
to be eliminated?
Yep, that was scary. They were close.
Yeah, it
anyway,
was.
Anyway, go ahead, Cherry. The detour. That was
yep,
awesome detour. I loved
the next
it. I loved it.
The detour. Painters or posers? Painters, you have to restore a painting while laying on your back on top of a very high scaffolding. Once your artwork is approved, you'll get your next clue. Posers,
like
they have to go to a theater. Yeah. Posers, they have to go to a theater, listen to 10 opera singers, and then identify the costume and the opera song of each one in order to get their next clue.
First
so,
can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
At first glance, I personally thought painters was going to be the best choice, because I thought opera might be a little tough.
Yeah, we thought that too.
Everybody thought that. They did too. Jim and Misty and Kim and Allie were already at the painter's roadblock.
Detour.
The clue said that only four teams may do this at once. And
yep,
when the other four teams arrived, almost all of them wanted painters, except Brooke and Robbie figured that so many wanted that roadblock that they would go ahead and
they
take
didn't
want
to waste time and go to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the rest of them went for painters, and Bethany
Amy
and
Maya.
Adam, Tim and TJ got there first. So Maya and Amy had to get back in
had
their
to
taxi
go to the opera,
and
the
had
posers.
To the other yeah, go over to posers. And so they lost some time.
Mm-hmm.
But once they got there, posers wasn't as part of a roadblock as we all thought.
It was easy as it could be.
Actually attached to the costumes, and so you didn't have to really remember the song, you just had to remember the costume. And then Brooke and Robbie decided to work with Amy and Maya, they all decided to work together, and they all kind of knocked it out, you know, fairly quickly.
It helped them. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Sometimes the easier detour isn't the hardest one, and vice versa, right?
Right.
Sometimes
yeah.
Your mind plays tricks on you.
Sounds like it's going to be hard. Yeah.
Everybody, well, me as a viewer and even the racers thought that the opera thing was good. The poser one was going to be a lot tougher, and that was a surprise. It really was.
Well, with me, I think of things differently. Like when we were in India, we had a choice of painting in a temple, like sand art is what they called it, or wrestling an alligator. Well, I'm scared to death of alligators too, guys. Just to let y'all
was
know.
That on your list?
So, but yeah, probably, because those things eat you. So that was easy. Those things had their mouths tied up and their legs tied up. All they had to do was pick them up. But they didn't tell us that. So I told David I'd never been in a temple. We was hours in that temple. So starting off tonight, we're watching that, and he said, Mary, I love opera, but no way I have the memory. Me knowing I got the memory, I can get that still.
And we don't
I never
know, we
painted
don't,
the Sistine we, Chapel before. I'd have done that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, that looked more enjoyable, although
Man,
they said
it's
it was
more about
terrible.
The experience, I'm telling you all.
That's true. They said it was
it's just to remember 10 outfits. I could remember 10 outfits.
Yeah.
A lot of
you
easier than I could land with that and paint.
Period.
I would love to see what the clue, you know, the details of the clue gave for
it
the opera.
It probably said, remember the like they said, the names and the outfits that goes to the musical, the opera, whatever they did. So you think you got to remember the name of the person because Brooke thought that person would say their name, and then they couldn't understand them in the first place. And then you got to remember their outfits, and then you got to remember the opera they're in. Well, all that stuff was written down for you, but I don't think the clue told them that.
Right. I was
I think
thinking
it sounded
before.
A lot harder than it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking they might have thought that they would have to perform, you know, and perform and sing an opera.
If they had to perform, Robbie would have never made it.
True that.
The blast in a bad way. Bless
your heart. From there, they had to go to Villa Neskemi, which is an 18th century home, and is the pit stop of this leg of the race. Jim and Misty was out first.
Shocker.
They made it to the pit stop first.
And I know what they won. A trip for two from Travelocity to Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Yep.
Very good.
Good job, Thomas.
Thank you.
I didn't know it was somewhere tropical.
Of the amazing race. And they're getting all kinds of stuff in that package, too. Every morning they're getting breakfast served to their room. And all kinds of added luxury in that trip, too.
Jim.
And then
didn't Kim and Allie, were they standing on the mat with them?
Kim
and Allie came in second. Amy and Maya came in third. Brooke and Robbie came in fourth. Adam and Bethany came in sixth. Fifth, and Tim and TJ came in sixth, but it is a
non-elimination
leg.
Yep.
And we won't find out for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
what
that
my
was.
My goodness, did you see they got to walk across a pole across the ocean? I'd die.
I believe I have an idea of where they're going next week, in 2 weeks.
Where do you think?
Malta.
Malta. Yep.
Malta.
Cool.
Thomas, they got to walk across the pole to collect flags and land in the ocean. How did Dad? These people.
Yeah, who was it?
I'm so
Kim
glad I
was
on season 10 and 11.
Just look at the red flag like it's worth $1 million.
Like it's
have
$1 million on it.
Yeah. I hate that I have to wait 2 weeks, because this is one of the next time on, you know, The Amazing Race, you go, oh, I can't wait till that, and then it's going to be 2 weeks. Ugh.
Yeah, and, like, for me, it's like, I don't bash the other seasons, but I just don't think it's been as real and exciting and, you know, as real. These people are real people. I mean, I know everybody's real people, but these are like some cool, interesting people that you want to keep up with.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I want to see what Adam and Bethany's doing next. She's on some kind of commercial that's on our TV all the time now.
Oh, I saw that.
Really?
I rarely watched the show, but the Queen Latifah show, she and Adam were on 4 or 5 days ago.
Well, she's got a commercial. I forgot. I think it was like an Activa or something like that. But, Cherry, do you watch, Ninja Warrior?
Yes, I do.
You remember Casey, the first girl to make it to the finals?
Yes, yes.
She's got her own commercial out.
Oh, my goodness, does she really?
It's like an airport commercial, because she's, like, flipping and flopping and jumping and running. And I mean, she's doing all this wild stuff that she does on the show. And then she gets to the ticket place, and I'm like, they was like, Mary, that's American Ninja Warrior. And I'm like, oh, it's my favorite commercial.
I love her.
She's
so
short
amazing.
And just awesome. Yeah.
I love that show. Rich and I watched that together. Next time it comes here in St. Louis, I want Rich and I to go. The last time it was here, it was cold and rainy. It was supposed to be warm. And for some reason, the weather switched, and it got real cold and rainy and damp, and it was just ugly out. And we decided not to go. But the next time they come through here, I want to go.
Oh, that's next season. They do St. Louis every year.
Yeah, I want to go. I just want to go and be there.
I'd love to see you on TV rooting for whoever I want you to root for.
you can call me and tell me who to root for, okay?
Yeah,
You and David ought to come up here and spend the weekend when American Ninja Warrior is here.
That would be amazing.
That would be so much fun.
We're like huge fans, Thomas, of American Ninja Warriors. I mean, it's just amazing.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it before.
Oh, you ought to watch it on Netflix or something, buddy. You get like, shoot, you think Stampede was something. You do what these people, they have to climb a warped wall.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll watch it sometime.
Yeah,
what
take my word for it. It's a great
watch,
show.
Thomas?
All right.
Thomas, what reality shows do you watch?
Well, other than The Amazing Race, very few.
Do you watch Survivor?
I've dabbled in it a few times, but I wouldn't say I'm a fan of it.
Oh, he's a huge fan of The Amazing Race, guys.
Yep.
How about Big Brother?
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Thomas, you would love Big Brother. It's my favorite show of all time. Mm.
Might check it out this summer.
Yes, it's an amazing one. You got to get live feeds, though. Don't listen to what CBS tells you.
Okay.
There you go. Mary, I found a new show that's coming on last night. I've got to check it out. It's called Risking It All. It's on TLC, and it's about these three families that are, like, giving up everything. They're selling their houses. They're giving up everything they own. And they're moving off-grid. They're moving, like, out to the woods, and they're not going to have electricity, running water, anything.
Well, you know, that's just kind of stupid.
They're
taking
all their kids.
Why would they want to do that?
They're taking all their kids.
Utopia's gone, Terry.
Huh?
Utopia.
I know.
Did
that
not break your heart?
With this. Yeah, it did.
Well, okay, you want to know why?
So mad.
I'm
going to
tell you the real reason why it's gone. You ready?
Why?
Are you ready? They got rid
of
red.
I don't know if I'm ready.
They got rid of red.
Wow.
I'm telling y'all, America loved red. He might have been controversy inside the community, But the guy was crazy, and people love crazy.
Good
yep.
TV.
Yep.
So
they
do you
get rid of
do
them.
You still get on your cable, Mary? Do you still get TLC? Do you know?
I get TLC. I don't get MTV, and I don't get VH1. So you know.
Well, then we won't.
Real World's gonna kill me.
I was just gonna say we won't talk about. There's a new season of Real World coming up. So.
When's it coming up?
What's it, a couple
David's
weeks?
David's got a job. I can get Netflix.
The new
When's
season of Real World starts December 16th.
Oh, okay.
Well,
and
see, like,
Redneck
we're
Island
bigger
starts
fans
December
of Challenge.
4th.
What?
Redneck Island
Redneck.
Starts December 4th.
Yeah, well, we won't tell David that, okay?
And
he'll die.
Real World.
Is that VH1?
Real World premiered.
No, that's...
No.
What's Redneck Island? CMT.
CMT, isn't it, Cherry? Isn't it CMT for Redneck Island?
Yes, it is, and I don't know if we got CMT or not. It'd be just like them to take away all our channels.
I'd be so mad.
But we're a bigger fan of Real World Challenge than we are of Real World. So if I miss the whole season of these people living in the house and fighting and drinking and doing whatever they do, you know what I mean?
Well,
that's okay.
Skeleton,
I love the challenge.
So- It's called Skeleton, so apparently sometime like midway or a few weeks in, they're going to bring up some sort of skeletons from each one of their past. And
this
probably
new
move
channel
them
lineup
into.
Has like gotten us into this bad girls club.
Yeah.
I love Rocky.
I haven't started watching Bad Girls Club this year.
It's cool. It is.
And
I
didn't you say, did
it,
you find out any,
this year.
Cherry, did you find out any more about the cast of Marriage Bootcamp reality stars?
No.
Okay.
We ain't being contacted. I guess that's good news, ain't it?
I don't know. Maybe we should send them some clips of our show and you get on that.
Yeah, I'd be in trouble. David's got a job. Let him keep it.
The first thing I said to Cherry before the show started and we got on, I said, this was a fun show tonight. I really,
it was.
I mean,
I love these
really
people.
Was.
I love them.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all something else?
No. Yes.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I had a friend. You know, Hannah's best friend Megan's been staying with us a lot, and they, you know, Hannah stays up there a lot. So their mama called in, Jacqueline, about a month
yeah.
ago or so. Jacqueline's 6 weeks pregnant.
Oh, congrats.
I cannot wait. I get to hold a baby again.
Aww.
I cannot wait. I'm so happy.
How about, is Hannah happy?
Oh, yeah, because Hannah's like their second daughter or something.
Yeah.
So she thinks she's going to have a baby brother or sister, and she don't realize that baby's going to be with me. I cannot wait to hold a baby. I see baby strangers, and I want to hold them. I don't want to have any babies, though, guys. Trust me. Four's enough.
Okay,
but
here we go.
Babies are delicious. They're awesome.
Okay, I was wondering. You were kind of quiet. I thought Cherry is on the internet looking up the answer to my question. I knew you were doing that.
Spidey is going to be on it. Do you know
who's
who Spidey
that?
Is? Spidey. Do you know
no.
who Spidey is? Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag.
Oh,
I know Heidi Montag.
From the.
Okay.
From the OC or whatever it was?
The Hills. Well, they
the
started
hills,
out
yeah.
on The Hills. Okay.
And then they went to a couple other things, didn't they?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Well, they're going to be on it. Natalie Nunn, who was from Bad Girls Club, one of the most
always
Bad Girls Club.
Is she the one that's
her
pregnant?
Husband, Jacob.
Is she the one that had
pregnant?
A baby or just pregnant? Or was Natalie
know.
The one that's on Bad Girls Club now and just got kicked out for fighting?
No.
I don't know.
Natalie Nunn was
on
one of the early Bad Girls Club.
the last
time. Well, I mean, no, they're twins, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
okay,
well,
that's Johnson and her husband. Selena Johnson and husband Kywane Garris from NBA is. I don't know who those people are. But
okay.
Tyson Apostle and Rachel Bolger.
Wow,
from Survivor.
Whoa.
I can see that.
And Aviva Drescher and husband Reed Drescher from Real Housewives of New York.
Well,
yeah, I'd hate to go through boot camp. That wouldn't be nice, would it?
After last season of Reality Star Boot Camp, I know they had to find somebody from Bad Girls Club because
that's not the one that Evil Dick was on, right? That I was
no,
watching. That wasn't Evil Dick. Oh, that was that was something else.
Yeah, that's a different
show. You know,
our cable subscribers
took the channel away, and I couldn't watch. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, what I forgot what network is the boot camp on, Terry? Do you?
The WE
network. Yeah.
I get WE.
Okay, well then you'll be able to watch Marriage Boot Camp Reality Star Season 2.
Okay then, silence.
I can't wait. I don't see a start date for it. It has all the names of the people who are going to be on here, but I don't see a start date on it yet.
Okay. To be determined. Oh, and we've got a clip we should play because it's getting very close. We've got a food show.
Well, MasterChef Junior came on.
No. Cherry knows what I'm talking about. You should play that promo clip, Cherry.
Here we go.
Oh,
we should. This is something very important.
Okay.
We're supporting all of our friends here. Here we go.
Hey, it's Chef Joe Arvin from Big Brother 14. Watch November 16th as I'll be on Cutthroat Kitchen at the Food Network.
Chef Joe on Cutthroat Kitchen, November 16th. We've got nine days and counting.
I think
I'm
that's a Sunday.
Not now.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, it's a Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep waiting, and I don't know if it would ever happen, but you know, on the talk, every episode they have a chef at the end, and I keep wondering if Julie would ever ask Chef Joe to be on. Do you think she ever will?
I don't know, but that sure would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And speaking of Big Brother, while we're on the topic of that, we have somebody on Monday that I'm looking forward to.
Spencer, I can't wait. From Big Brother 15, Spencer's going to be on. And
wow.
He's somebody that we've never had on the Rad Reality Show before. And so I'm really excited to have him on. I don't know how
you say Cutthroat Kitchen on Sunday? I'm recording it.
Yay.
Yeah, Spencer did not leave with the best fan reaction, I guess you could call it. Of course, there was a lot of them on that season. But every time I hear somebody that has met him at events just absolutely falls in love with him, and that's what I like to hear. Oh, and we had, Mary, we had Amber on last Monday, and she got to meet Judd out there in California, and she kept talking, Judd's my best friend. When I start liking a guy, I say, Judd, what do you think about this? I mean, it's just,
Did she talk to you about Caleb?
Very little.
Very
that
little.
I recall.
She admitted that Caleb kind of messed up her game in Big Brother House.
It
oh,
did.
That's right. Big that's time. Right. Yep. But she was a sweetie. That was a fun show. But just to hear, I just love Judd, and everybody that gets to meet him is the same. But he's just, didn't she say it was Jocasta. Was Jocasta the one, Cherry, that said that Spencer was talking to her mom while she was on the show? Was that Spencer that was supporting, or was it Judd? I can't remember which.
It was Amber that was talking to her parents while she was on the show. Jocasta was the one that said that Spencer is calling her at least once a week.
Yes. I love
and
that support.
How well that made
Big
her feel, that
yeah.
Spencer was calling her at least once a week. So, you know, everyone that talks about Spencer just adores him. I actually watched a video that he put out not long ago. He had posted on Twitter, and he's into, you know, a lot of different things, and he had posted something about the comic books that he reads, and he did a really wonderful video about some comic books that he reads, and he really goes into great detail, you know, about why, you know, some people get into them and how the storyline continues, and, you know, these aren't just, you know, regular comic books, if there is a storyline, sort of like a soap opera, really gives you a good story and explains everything quite well. He's very intelligent and
mm-hmm.
very well spoken. And I'm anxious and excited to have him on the show. I look forward to it. I think it's really kind of sad that, you know, everything happened the way it did for him after Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, good things will eventually happen to good people, and it sounds like he's a good people. Well, it sounds like we're running out of things to talk about, Cherry. A lot of
well, I'm
going to
give this show
silence.
Risking It All a try, because I can't imagine these kids going out and living in the woods with no computers, no cell phones, no iPads. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch how they, you know, how these three families do living off the land, going completely off the grid. You know, it may be a total train wreck, but I've got to give it a try. The commercial looks so good that I've got to give it a try. Whoever is doing it, the commercial really pulled me in. I can't give it as much justice as the commercial does. But it's got a great little theme song to it, too.
So they're kids?
Pardon me?
Terry. So they're kids?
It's the parents, the kids, you know, all the three families.
Yeah, well, it's
kids.
The kids that you got to feel sorry for, because my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, giving up their electronics would kill them. Bless their hearts.
I know it would me.
Would you, wouldn't it, Thomas?
Well, I know. Well, I probably more depend on my electronics these days. But, I never mind.
What? Go ahead.
I've been camping with my dad a few times without some electronics. But if I had to have them taken away completely, I don't know what I would do.
I know.
Well,
I was
you
just
go
thinking,
on the show, and I'll be your biggest fan. Okay.
There you go. I was just thinking, you know, to be without a computer or the internet is like I don't know how I would do, and even Mary talking about her cable company pulling some of the cable networks and how we're upset with that.
Oh, crazy as it could be. Tried to say they were charging too much. Give us Sprout and Sprout Vanna. You know, they took away Nickelodeon. Who takes away Nickelodeon? And gave us something called Sprout. And Vanna, I'll put it on something, she'll say, Mommy, that's for a baby. I'm not a baby anymore.
Oh, little Vanna.
These people, I mean, they try to say they've polled everybody and they'd rather have these channels. No. Everybody around here saying, we didn't get a call, and I didn't get a call either.
Well, my Dish Network took my news channels away from me, and I'm about ready to
make you mad, don't it?
Oh, my gosh.
Could you imagine taking your reality TV from you? Shoot.
What do you think?
I've already called and let him have it. I've yelled at them a few times already, and they're about to hear from me again. It's getting ridiculous. It's been like 2 weeks already, and that's long enough. I'm telling you, you know, when you sign a contract, that's, you know, they tell you you're going to CNN is part of your package, HLN is part of your package. Yes, we have these channels, and then they decide to get in a dispute with them, and they yank them from you. Well, if I buy a car and Chrysler gets into a dispute with Firestone, they don't come and rip my tires off my car and say, when we decide to make nice with Firestone, we'll put your tires back on.
That's pretty
you
smart.
Know?
I like that analogy.
It's
I can
stupid.
Call my cable company and tell them the same thing.
It's awful the way they use their customers to fight their battles, like we're pawns or something, you know?
Yeah, and they end up punishing us in the end.
Yeah. It's awful.
It is. Kind of glad you
Let's
now
call
feel
and
it.
Tell
Sorry
about
that.
It, Mary. Oh, that makes me mad. So, okay, well, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. Make sure you join
Thomas,
us here
thank
on
you for
Monday.
Calling in.
You're welcome. Oh, can I just say one thing before I go?
Yes.
Absolutely, Thomas.
Jen Cord, McCoy, if you're listening to this, you're my number one favorite team. I love you guys.
Aww.
Jen Cord.
Yep. Don't worry, Mary.
Like
you and David are on the list as well.
Oh, buddy, I'm number one. I gave you my yield.
You're in the top 10.
I'm number. Don't you, Thomas? You're
no, not number
be my 10 team.
In the top 10.
You better say I'm number one.
All right, you're number one.
Thank you. I love you, Thomas.
You're welcome.
Well, just. Let's see. I'm trying to find this. Oh, here you go. Here you go, Thomas.
Say, oh, my gravy, I've been around the world 3 times.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, my gravy.
Just
what
for you.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thanks,
thank you,
Thomas.
Thanks for calling in tonight, Thomas.
Remember, 2 more weeks. Call back in, okay?
Got it. Well, see you later.
Gotcha.
All right, take care, Thomas. You have a great weekend. What a sweetheart.
Guys, Thomas is a great boy, great guy. He came to us, I think we first met him in Reality for Diabetes with Tasha Wilkie in Cincinnati, walking in Kings Island, and came to every event we had there. And his dad explained to us about his autism, and we've got Cody, and Cody's only got mild to moderate autism. And just fell in love with him. I mean, he can tell you everything from season one, guys. You know how, like, Ian Terry on Big Brother would tell you everything? Oh, this is, he is like an Ian Terry all over again. If he's on Big Brother, he'd be rocking that hammock, guys, and I'd give it to him. He's just amazing. I've never in my life met somebody that can, I mean, I'd say, okay, tell me what I did in India. And he just knew right down to the second what I did.
Wow, that's amazing.
So he stole our hearts. We love him to death. He ended up coming to the Stampede both times. And he's just amazing. I love him to death.
Hey, Cherry. Yeah, I know they keep, Block Talk keeps tweaking stuff and a lot of the things we really don't like. But did you notice the little banner doesn't cover the full thing when somebody drops off now?
Yeah, I did notice that.
Anyway, nobody else that's listening cares what we just are talking about. It's big for us. Anyway.
I'm hoping one of my buttons worked tonight. It hasn't worked.
Anymore. Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't.
I'm here for you, hon.
It's highlighted, so it's likely not to work. That's
well.
It. And, oh, boy. Anyway, I hope that everybody has a wonderful weekend tonight, or this weekend, gosh. I'm worried about my switchboard.
You mean my whole
outfall.
Weekend's going to be over with tonight?
I'm worried about my switchboard.
Bummer. Bummer.
And I hope everybody joins us back here on Monday with Michelle Costa from Big Brother Season 10, and we're going to have Spencer from Big Brother 15 joining us. And then back here again on Thursday for our Survivor show with Big Mike on the mic, talking about Survivor San Juan del Sur. And then back here again 2 weeks from tonight with Mary Conley and David Conley for the Amazing Race Second Pit Stop show. I don't know why we're skipping a week with the Amazing Race, but Bill,
well, Paul told
David,
us something about some music awards or something, Hollywood
oh,
awards
right.
or something.
The film awards.
They didn't have
that's
to put that on Friday night, though. I, you know, they could have picked
exactly.
a different night.
They sure could have.
Damn it.
So, everyone have a great weekend. Enjoy it before the polar vortex gets here.
Way to bring it down.
And I'm going to close the show with Ron, as we always do. Take care, everybody. Here's Ron to close the show. God bless. Remember to keep us all in your prayers. Keep Thomas and his family in your prayers. And Mary's and David's mama in your prayers as well. We certainly do appreciate it. And here is Ron to take us away as soon as I can. I'm having a little difficulty tonight, if you can't tell by now.
I can't tell at all.
My switchboard is being a little cantankerous tonight. But it's getting there. I hope. Paul, why don't you go ahead
he
and
crazy.
Play. Okay, clip.
Let's see. Let's just do this one.
Well, you can do the chord like that.
I want to finish off with a song. I really felt like it was a great show, and I really do appreciate everyone that did listen, and everyone who called in. Thank you. Love you guys.
Your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows you.
thank you, guys. Have a great night. Come back Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So check it out. Don't forget Michelle Costa. We never know who else is going to show up. I'm just going to say have a good night. Love you guys.
We do love you guys. Mary and Paul, say good night to all of the listeners out there.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, you guys. Thanks to you guys out there hanging in the chat room, too.